Chansenty is the company the coffins of the three Kurdish refugees killed in Paris on December the 23rd. Their funeral seems to have united the Kurdish community across Europe. Thousands gathered in a Parisian suburb to pay their respect. Many have come from other regions of France and neighboring countries. The community is disappointed and afraid after the Kurds were shot dead in the 10th district of the city, which is home to a large Kurdish community. Relatives of the dead and activists say they're insulted as Kurds and as French citizens because they feel the state has failed in its obligations.
We want justice and truth. We are used to conspiracies in Turkey, but in France, we would like to know what's behind this. Who did the killer meet when he was in prison? Who is really this person being called a madman? We want answers.
They are from Syria, Iran, Iraq, and Turkey. They're also angry at the governments in their home countries. The gathering provided an opportunity to express their political views as well.
We thought Kurds fleeing repression would be safe in Europe, but when we are targeted in the heart of Paris, that raises questions on how we see European countries.
Their anger is also directed at French authorities for not declaring it a terrorist attack, and some politicians agree.
The French state must be more transparent. The fact that the crime is qualified as a terror attack shouldn't be related to the color of the skin of the perpetrators. Every racist attack is a political act and a terror attack.
The 69-year-old white male accused of the murders is awaiting a formal investigation and trial. The bodies will now be taken to the Kurdish region of northern Iraq and Turkey for burial.
January marks 10 years since the killing of three activists in Paris, and these latest three killings have reopened old wounds. They've been demanding an investigation for the last decade, but are afraid that once again, their dead will not get justice. Sambah Mujahid, Al Jazeera, Paris.